things you need to know.
Thanks, X-Man. Xavier Clemenzi, three things you need to know, brought to you by Jimmy's Jazz and Blues Club. I love that place, online at jimmysoncongress.com. First, the weather forecast for today. Well, it's not going to be too bad of a day today. Mostly cloudy, though, with a high of 43. Then tomorrow, Friday, the start of the weekend, high sunny with a high of 51. Saturday looks okay. Mostly cloudy with a high of 55. So that's good. But then Saturday night, here comes the rain into Sunday and Monday. Chance of rain. So if you have any outdoor activities, which they're starting back up again, I'm so happy to see that. You should do them on Saturday this weekend. Senator Jeanne Shaheen has announced yesterday that she will not be making another run for the U.S. Senate in 2026. Democrats and Republicans are already weighing in whether to run or not. Oh, it shall be another race. And there's a new music festival coming to Hampton Beach this summer. Parrot Heads, listen up. Key West Days are heading to Hampton Beach. Mark your calendars for August 20th through the 23rd. Musicians from all over the island at the end of the country, right there on Key West, coming up to Hampton Beach. It's very exciting, and more details are right there at shark1053.com or on the Shark app. What does that mean, Steve Miller? Anyway, it's 6:30. Good morning to you. It's Thursday, March 13th, 2025. And did you know that there are reasons, that there are medical reasons coming out why you should never hold in gas? It's true. Now, I don't know if you're one of those people who hates it when people actually lets one fly. I personally think it's hilarious. Especially if somebody else does it in my presence and I don't expect it. I think it's so funny. Now, maybe I'm alone on this. I don't know. I know a couple of friends of mine agree with me. They say, yes, farts are very funny. I don't know why I'm such a juvenile when it comes to this. But anyway, oh, God. All right. Enough of that. It may seem inappropriate. However, if you don't, here's a few things that could happen to you. Mouth gas. Have you ever heard of this in your life? When you hold it in, gas apparently can reabsorb. It does reabsorb into your bloodstream, causing you to breathe it out. Ew. It's odorless by the time it gets to your mouth. But still, do you want to be making out with somebody who just held one in? And ew. It could also cause bloating, cramping, indigestion, heartburn, and diverticulitis. That's painful stuff. Diverticulitis, my grandmother had it, and I think my mom did too, so I'm letting them fly, because if it's in my DNA, forget about it. Anyway, it's when air pockets form in your digestive tract and causes inflammation, and it's wicked painful. So today, if you let one fly, just say, hey, I'm taking care of myself medically. It's 1021 and 1053, The Shark. Good morning. 647. It's a Shark Morning Show. I'm Sarah Sullivan. How you doing, friend? AC/DC prepping for their Power Up Tour. And we're giving you a chance to tap into all that hype and win their entire catalog on vinyl. If you can believe it. I'm talking every single album. You know what? By the way, are they called albums anymore or are they called vinyl? Because I was talking with a friend of mine. You sang it with me. And I said, oh, yeah, I love that album. And they said, oh, yeah, that vinyl. I love that vinyl, too. Is that like a young expression? I got to know. You can, you know, I'm sitting right here on Middle Road in Dover. You can call me if you know the answer, 603-743-1053. Or you can message me on the app either way. Anyway, you get the entire catalog of albums from 1974, Jailbreak, all the way up to Who Made Who. Oh, it's a lot of vinyl. Lots of it. Now, hopefully you're not going to put it into a milk crate and carry it around from house to house, you know, while you move like I did back in the day. I got rid of all my vinyl, all my records. Can you believe it? I had some stuff. I had the Styx Paradise Theater album that had the Styx Theater embossed into the vinyl. I wonder if I can get that. I'm sure it's on eBay somewhere. But anyway, if you are replacing your albums and you want to get the entire catalog, just check it out right there at shark1053.com or on the Shark 1021 and 1053 The Shark. Billy Joel, what is happening with him? He's having surgery, actually. He had to postpone his tour for 4 months, and he's not telling us why. This comes after 2 weeks ago when he fell on stage. I think it might have been that song, actually. It was right after that song that he fell on stage, and people were very concerned. Anyway, three things that you need to know besides that one, all brought to you by Jimmy's Jazz and Blues Club. Love that place, online at jimmysoncongress.com. First and foremost, the weather forecast today, mostly cloudy, 43 for a high. Tomorrow, sunny and 51. And then Saturday, a foggy start to the day, but mostly cloudy on Saturday, 55 for a high. So it's going to be okay for outdoor activities, which are starting up. And I love that. And then on Sunday, there's a good chance it's going to rain on Sunday. But the temp's up to 63 on Sunday. So if you like walking in the rain, did you sing it with me? That's another one. Being Throwback Thursday. Anyway, you might want to just do your outdoor activities on Saturday this weekend. The news came out yesterday. Senator Jeanne Shaheen will not seek re-election in 2026. So people are already contemplating who is going to take her place. And Dan Alexander is in the Shark News Tank. I don't know if you were in the traffic yesterday on 101, but he's got the details on that.
Sarah, two Manchester residents were seriously injured in a rollover crash on Route 101 in Epping yesterday afternoon that closed the road into part of the afternoon commute. State police say a VW Jetta was headed east around 2:30 at the Martin Road overpass and swerved into the left shoulder of the highway to avoid another driver. The Jetta then swerved to the right and crossed both eastbound lanes before going off the right side of the highway and overturning onto its roof. A passenger was taken to the hospital for treatment of serious and potentially life-threatening injuries, according to state police. The road was closed for over 2 hours for an investigation. In the Shark News Tank, I'm Dan Alexander.
Thanks, Dan. Coming up, I'm glad I'm not alone. The most searched acronyms. You know when somebody sends you a text that says SMH? What does that mean? Well, that particular one means shake my head. I'll clue you in on a few more coming up. In just a few, probably less than 10, on 1021 and 1053. Or you can just go right there on the Shark app. I hope you downloaded it because you can take me anywhere you go. Say you're going on vacation and you're sad. You're like, what am I going to do? Like Sarah wakes me up with Blondie and Billy Joel and Men at Work, etc. Well, you can take me with you and then I won't have a case of FOMO. That's F-O-M-O, which leads me to the most searched acronyms of 2025. I just told you what that means. F-O-M-O. Fear of missing out is what that stands for. I've got a very good friend. She texts me acronyms that I have no clue what she's talking about. For instance, the other day she texted me TBH and then she said something after it. I don't want to go. TBH, I don't want to go. So I'm like, what does that mean, TBH? Do you know what it means? Apparently, it means to be honest. Okay. I don't know why she couldn't type out to be honest. It's not like she's old. Here's another one. ATP. She texted me that too the other day. ATP, I don't care. Okay, what the heck is ATP? That stands for at this point. Okay. Here's another one. If somebody is signing off, and they just sign off TS. What does that mean? Did they make a mistake? Did they just accidentally hit the T and the S and then they hit send and then that's it? Talk soon. Is that acronym? Okay, don't know why they just didn't say talk soon. Here's another one. DW, don't worry. HMU, hit me up. I've had to learn what ISO stands for because on the social media, everywhere you say ISO, a mattress, you know, queen size mattress, ISO. What does that mean? It means in search of. See, what would you do without me? Seriously. So those are just a few of the ones. And one of the most common is SMH, which means shaking my head. There you go. Now you're smarter. See what you learn on the show? It's 102.1 and 105.3 The Shack. Good morning. I'm Sarah Sullivan. How are you, my friend? Welcome to the Shark Morning Show. It's 7:45, something like that. If you've been married for a long time, you might run into this same problem. This couple was sick of sharing the same bathroom, so they got a bathroom divorce to save their marriage. There's a woman by the name of Debbie Wiener. That's what I'm going to call her. Maybe she pronounces her name differently, but I'm going to call her Debbie Wiener. And Jim Weinberger. Yeah, wow, they're progressive people. One's a Wiener, one's a Weinberger. Anyway, here's Debbie and Jim talking about their bathroom situation.
I think a bathroom divorce is best exemplified by two toilets, two sinks, and two ways to shower or bathe in the morning. We have everything separate. The pet peeve of my old bathroom was the wet, sticky floor every time I went to use the toilet. So knowing that I use a bathroom with a dry, pristine floor.
You know, one of the members in, who uses the bathroom has a prostate and the other doesn't.
Oh, I gotta say, I have one bathroom on the first level of my house, and it's the one that my husband and I both use. Now, there have been times when I go in the bathroom and I'm like, ew. I don't fault you for it. I don't have the same thing that you do, so I don't know how hard it is to point. I don't know. Are you tired? Maybe it's the middle of the night. Maybe you've had a couple pops. I don't know. So I get that, but I don't blame my husband. I mean, he's got what he's got, and that's it. The part that really gets me is he's probably going to miss more often as the years progress. But it sounds like one heck of an idea to me. My very own bathroom? Oh, that just seems like luxury. I've got one downstairs for guests. Put that in during the pandemic. Learned how to do plumbing and everything myself. It was awesome. But that is pristine. That is the guest bedroom. And like the living room of the 70s, with the room that you never went into because your grandmother said no and had plastic on the furniture, the bathroom downstairs is not to be used. That is for guests. Anyway, thought you might need that advice if you and your partner are having discussions and fights over the bathroom. Coming up just after 8 o'clock, John Cannon is going to be in the Shark Tank. He's going to join me, well, via phone. We have him on the show at this time every single Thursday because Granite State Challenge is on tonight. He'll pose a few questions to me, see if I can get him right. That's coming up just after 8 on the Shark Tank. Classic hits for the Seacoast, 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. Good morning, I'm Sarah Sullivan. With me, I've got John Cannon from New Hampshire PBS Granite State Challenge. Hi, John.
Hi, Sarah. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. He is the host. Now, if you tuned in last week, you probably maybe got a guffaw, a little chuckle. I think I called Mercury a star or something last week, John.
Oh, well, listen, I was going to bring you another Mercury question this week, but I decided against it. It was a Freddie Mercury question. But
Wait a minute. I would have gotten that one. Jeez.
Well, I don't want to make it too easy for you, Sarah.
All right. I get it. So what we do each and every week at about this time is John will give me three questions that are going to be on Granite State Challenge tonight. The show airs at 8:30 on PBS, on New Hampshire PBS. Channel 11, back in the day. That's what
back
we used to
call it.
Right, Channel 11.
It was.
But anyway, so John, I guess let's get this thing rolling. What is your first question?
All right, Sarah, so this one's a bit of a throwback to 1963, okay? So the
that is
zoning
way before I was born, way.
Same, but you might know this.
Okay.
The Zoning Improvement Plan, activated in 1963 to improve mail delivery, is better known by this name. The Zoning Improvement Plan.
Zip codes.
You got it. Zip codes is correct.
I appreciate the help. Okay.
Sometimes the clues are in the question.
Okay.
Right? The clues are in the story. All right. So we've got a New Hampshire and music connection in this next question.
Okay. I'm feeling good about this second question.
All right. So this company, known for its yellow boot, is headquartered in Stratham, New Hampshire. The boot is referenced in songs by Wu-Tang Clan, Nas, Tupac Shakur, the Notorious B.I.G., and Jay-Z.
It's Timberland's.
You got it.
Oh, nice. Okay. Do they shorten it to Tim's?
I think I've heard that before, but I'm an old man, so I could be totally wrong.
No. You're much hipper than me, so you got to... Or ask the kids, and then let me know.
The kids would know. The kids would know. We think they would know.
Yeah, okay, great. All right, and what's your third question?
All right, third question. Another rock and roll reference here. So, the credit for the name of this hairstyle, often described as business in the front and party in the back... is often given to the Beastie Boys, who wrote about it in a song that stated, "Don't cut it whack, Jack."
That would be a mullet.
The mullet. That's right. Every week I take a look at the questions that are going to appear on this week's show, and I try to pick ones that I think will be kind of fun to ask. And any chance I get to ask about mullets, I'm gonna take it.
All right, John. Did you ever have a mullet in your life?
Do you want to know the truth? My sixth grade school picture has an epic mullet.
No way. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Will you send that to me? I'm going to put it on our socials.
I will not. But because that stays in the vault.
Come on, John. The people want it.
Who of us was looking our best in sixth grade? Come on.
All right, John Cannon, ladies and gentlemen, from Granite State Challenge. It's always a pleasure to have you. You're super fun, and I'll be watching tonight at 8:30.
Yes, awesome game. Great teams this week. We got Merrimack, returning champion, taking on Winnesquam High School. So that's Winnesquam's up in Tilton, Northfield, Samberton, sort of in my neck of the woods where I grew up. So fun game. I hope everyone tunes in.
Cool. Thank you so much, John.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. We'll see you next week.
St. Patrick's Day is Monday. It's 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. Good morning. According to a new survey, the best city for St. Patrick's Day celebrations? Yeah, baby. Oh, craziness. Boston is the number one city to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. It's pretty good around here, too. I mean, we've got the Holy Grail in Epping. We've got Cara in Dover. Peddler's Daughter. Just amazing places around here to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. But I did spend St. Patrick's Day once with the Chieftains, which is an Irish band. They're a bit, on the older side, but they're an amazing Irish band. And they were in Boston on St. Patrick's Day, and I got to hang out with them in a pub. I know, how cool is that? So if you've never been to Boston on St. Patrick's Day, they do the parade. The weather is supposed to be okay. I think it might rain a little bit on Monday, but that's not going to stop anything. More details about the top 10. Worcester is also in the top 10, by the way, for our best cities to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, coming in at number 5. All those details at shark1053.com or on the Shark app.